Well, this is Wild. Welcome back to Sometimes I Talk with Friends. A lot of life, man. I don't know. I've been reading this book. That's pretty important. And within the beginning of the book, it talks about the hero's journey. Now, the hero's journey comes with the conflict, and the conflict goes into the initiation, and the initiation goes into the return. And I feel like I'm there. Obviously, the conflict is present. I'm a shit person sometimes. I do shitty things for shitty reasons. It's not validation. It's damn sure not cool. Because sometimes you lose shit. But with that being said, the conflict that I'm currently going through in my life was by my own hand. So I can't feel any type of way about that. I have to take that and understand it and unpack it and get the help necessary to address the things that were negative so that I can move into the initiation phase. And I don't know. I don't know what realizations I'll have. I don't know what possibilities are present. And I don't know what opportunities are waiting for me. I just have to trust that they're there. So, I sound really unsure when I'm doing this, and I've waited 4 years to get this done, and now I'm here. And thank you guys for coming and listening and journeying and being here and whatever else you're about to go off in this endeavor with. This is good. This is catharsis. This is good for all of us. Some people that I can't be near, and some people that I haven't met yet. This is a great introduction to me. But for now, I'm listening to this new Tyler, the Creator album. It's fucking amazing. Well, it's not really a new album. It's a continuation of his last album, but it's fucking amazing. Tyler, the Creator, has always been somebody that I've idolized, honestly. He's a little bit younger than me, but weird black kids, man. I don't know. And he's inspiring because, like I'm saying about the hero's journey, he encapsulates that in so many ways. His initial conflicts when he first came out with his subject matter and people not giving him a chance and until he found his route, until he found his superpower, until he found his way to push through all that shit. And it's definitely made him stronger than he ever was. So now he gets Grammys and now he does what he wants when it comes to music. And it's beautiful to see and it's beautiful to be a fan of. And it definitely inspires me to dig deep and figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do. You always hear people say you have time, but time catches you as well. You can avoid time, but it always catches you. I don't know. I say I don't know a lot, and I've done that since I was little, and it's really obnoxious. So throughout the process of this podcast, I'll be working to erase that slowly but surely. Everything's cool, though. Everything's great. I have my health. I'm taking care of my mental health. I'm meditating. I'm reading. It's fulfilling to be at a point of isolation and dig deep into figuring it out. It's something that we owe to ourselves, each and every one of us. It's something that we all need to take the time to do. Losses and all. Well, this just gave you an idea for season two, folks. I am Steve. And I have been Steve. And I will be Steve. And until next time, love y'all.